AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today, Russian President Vladimir Putin says he sees no threat that would warrant the use of nuclear weapons. But he again warned arms could be sent to countries or groups to strike Western targets. Meantime, National Security Spokesman John Kirby says Ukraine thwarted a Russian advance with the help of U.S. weapons.
Particularly around Kharkiv. The Russians really have kind of stalled out up there.
President Biden, for the first time, apologized to Ukraine for the U.S. holdup in military aid.
The delay in getting an aid package through Congress led to Russia making battlefield gains as they met in Paris.
I apologize for the those weeks of not knowing what's going to happen in terms of funding.
The president assured Volodymyr Zelensky more aid will flow and the U.S. will stand with Ukraine.
We're still in completely, thoroughly.
As Ukraine tries to fight off an intense Russian push in the east, Zelensky says American backing is vital.
Like it was during World War II, how the United States helped to save human lives, to save Europe, and we count on your continuing support.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In France today, President Biden praised Army Rangers who scaled a cliff on D-Day.
The Rangers who scaled this cliff didn't know they would change the world, but they did.
He used their story to push for democracy abroad and at home. Former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pleaded not guilty in a fake elector case in Arizona. Testifying today in Hunter Biden's federal gun trial was Biden's daughter, Naomi. She testified about visiting her father at a California rehab center, saying he seemed to be improving in the weeks before he bought a gun in 2018. An unidentified gunman opened fire on a group of students at a rural campus at the University of Panama, leaving one person dead. This is AP News. Details are out about an annual report on the finances of Supreme Court justices.
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson is a Beyoncé fan and disclosed she received 4 tickets to a Queen Bee concert valued at $3,700 from the singer herself. Jackson also collected nearly $900,000 last year for her upcoming book. Justice Clarence Thomas belatedly reported travel paid by others from 2019, a hotel room in Bali for a single night, and food and lodging in Sonoma County. No information yet from Samuel Alito, who received an extension for up to 90 days, as he does most years. I'm Shelley Adler.
Kansas City Chiefs defensive lineman B.J. Thompson is hospitalized and is awake and responsive a day after the second-year pro had a seizure during the team's meeting and went into cardiac arrest at the Chiefs' practice facility. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection with Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide during their anniversary sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at OmahaSteaks.com today. They're America's original butcher, and only Omaha Steaks delivers a full lineup of extra-age steaks so tender, they're USDA certified tender. Their customer favorite filet mignon has even been elevated to USDA certified very tender. And that attention to quality doesn't just stop with steaks. We're talking beefy burgers, air-chilled chicken, premium pork, and so much more. And every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the anniversary sale at OmahaSteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com, code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.